Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're in Sechus Beya, Daf Chaf, the second parak, Yantav. So the three Daf we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara brings a Maisa with Hillel HaZaken, who brought his oldest Re'ia to the Azara to do Smicha on Yantav. Chabru Alav, Talmid Shammai HaZaken, Talmidim of Shammai HaZaken asked him what animal he's bringing, as they suspected he was bringing Ola, which they hold is prohibited to do Smicha on. He answered that it was a female and was a Shlamim, and he shook its tail in front of them as if to show them that it was a female, and they walked away. Rashi explains that due to Hillel's great humility, he avoided confrontation and pursued Shalom. On that day, Beis Shammai had the upper hand, Ubikshu Likbo Halacha Kamosan, and they attempted to fix the Halacha like them. Bava Bevuta, a sage among the Talmidim of Shammai, knew that the Halacha followed Beis Hillel. To enforce this, he sent messengers to bring all the sheep of Kedar, which were the best sheep that were now in Yerushalayim, and stood them in the Azar and announced, Misha Rotsa Lismoch, Yabo Yismoch. Whoever wishes to do Smicha and offer it may do so. On that day, Beis Hillel had the upper hand, and they established the halacha according to them, and there was nobody who protested. Point number two, the Braisa continues with another incident involving one of the Talmidim Beis Hillel, who brought an ola to the Azar on Yantav to do smicha on, and was confronted by one of the Talmidim Beis Shammai, who said to him, Mazo, smicha, what kind of smicha is this? This is in violation of Beis Shammai's ruling. The Talmud of Beis Hillel responded, Mazo shtika, what kind of silence is this? You should remain quiet. Shatka ben Nazifa v'halachu, he silenced him with this rebuke, and he left. This Talmud saw it fit to speak out strongly in Beis Hillel's defense, unlike Hillel himself, as the lach had already been established in accordance with Beis Hillel. Abai said, we learn from here, Achayid Tzumim Rabban da Amrei Chavri Milsa, a rabbinic student whose friend improperly criticizes him, should not respond to a greater degree than that of his friend's criticism. For Beis Shammai's Talmud said, Mazo smicha, and Beis Hillel's Talmud responded, Mazo shtika, responding in a measured way, prevents the dispute from escalating. And pointing me through, Rav Huna said, according to the one who says that Nadarim and Nadavas may not be offered on Yantav, Lo tema de Midaraisa mech zechazu, do not say that Midaraisa they are fit to be brought on Yantav, which Rashi explains would be based on the assumption that the superfluous word Lashem, to Hashem, in the Pasuk, would come to include even Nadarim and Nadavas. One might think it's the Rabban who are gozer, gezer Shem Yasha, as a precautionary measure, out of concern that were it to remain permitted, one might delay his offerings until Yantav to have plenty of meat. Rashi explains that then something might prevent him from bringing the offerings, and he would transgress Balta Acher, delaying bringing a pledged offering. Rather, afil midaraisa nami lochazu, even midaraisa, they are not fit to be brought. For the shtei halechem, the two loaves are chovos hayom, obligations on Shavuos day, so that making a gezerah out of concern that one might delay them is not applicable. Yet, if one neglected to bake them in advance, ain't a docho, so Shabbos was Yantav. Their baking is not docha, Shabbos or Yantav. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara brings a mais with Hillel HaZaken, who brought his oldest Re'iyah to the Azar to do smicha on it on Yantav. Chavru Rav, Talmidei Shammai HaZaken. Talmidim Shammai HaZaken asked him what animal he was bringing, as they suspected he was bringing an ola, which they hold is prohibited to do smicha on. He answered that it was a female and was a shlamim, and he shook its tail in front of them as if to show them that it was a female. And they walked away. Rashi explains that due to Hillel's great humility, he avoided confrontation and pursued Shalom. On that day, Beis Shammai had the upper hand, Ubikshu Likbo Halacha Kamosan, and they attempted to fix the Halacha like them. Bava ben Buta, a sage among the Talmidim of Shammai, knew that the Halacha followed Beis Hillel. To enforce this, he sent messengers to bring all the sheep of Kedar, which were the best sheep that were now in Yerushalayim, and stood them in the Azor, and announced, Misha Rotsa Lismoch, Yabo Yismoch, whoever wishes to do smicha and offer it may do so. On that day, Beis Hillel had the upper hand, and they established the halacha according to them, and there was nobody who protested. Pointing to the Braisa continues with another incident involving one of the Talmidim Beis Hillel, who brought an ola to the Azar on Yantav to do smicha, and was confronted by one of the Talmidim Beis Shammai, who said to him, Mazo smicha, what kind of smicha is this? This is in violation of Beis Shammai's ruling. The Talmidim Beis Hillel responded, Mazo shtika, what kind of silence is this? You should remain quiet. Shatka ben Nazifa v'halachlo. He silenced him with his rebuke, and he left. This Talmud saw fit to speak out strongly in Beis Hillel's defense, unlike Hillel himself, as the halacha had already been established in accordance with Beis Hillel. Abai said, we learn from here, Hayd Tzumim Rabban da Amrei Chavri Milsa, a rabbinic student whose friend improperly criticizes him, should not respond to a greater degree than that of his friend's criticism. For Beis Shammai's Talmud said, Mazo smicha, and Beis Hillel's Talmud responded, Mazo shtika, responding in a measured way prevents the dispute from escalating. And point number three, Rav Huna said, according to the one who says that Nadarim and Nadavas may not be offered on Yantav, Lo tema de Midaraisa mech zechazu, do not say that Midaraisa they are fit to be brought on Yantav, which Rashi explains would be based on the assumption that the superfluous word Lashem in the Pasuk would come to include even Nadarim and Nadavas. One might think it's the Rabban who goes or Gezer Shem Yasha as a precautionary measure out of concern that were it to remain permitted, one might delay his offerings until Yantav to have plenty of meat. Rashi explains that then something might prevent him from bringing the offerings, and he would transgress Baal Ta'akher, delaying bringing a pledged offering. Rather, a few midaraisa nami lochazu, even midaraisa, they are not fit to be brought. For the shtei alechem, the two loaves are chobas ayom, obligations on Shavuos day, so that making a gezerah out of concern that one might delay them is not applicable. Yet, if one neglected to bake them in advance, ein adocho osa Shabbos vosa yantav. Their baking is not docho Shabbos or yantav. All right, so now we go to Simmer Daf Chaf, and our standard simmon is a cafe. So here goes. The owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, who shied away from confrontation, was proud of his employee who calmly responded to an irate customer to prevent a dispute from escalating. When he told him that the cafe was closing earlier so that the owner could go and help bake the shtei alechem before yantav. So once again, it's a motion. The owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, that must be more in Daf Chaf. The owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, who shied away from confrontation, which reminds us of Hillel's great humility when he avoided confrontation with the Talmudim Beis Shammai over doing smicha on the Olas Ra'iyah and pursued Shalom. On that day, Beis Shammai had the upper hand, who bikshu likbo halacha kamosan, and they intended to fix the halacha like them. Bava ben Buta, a sage among the Talmudim Shammai, knew that the halacha followed Beis Hillel. To enforce this, he sent messengers to bring all the sheep of Kedar, which were the best sheep that were now in Yerushalayim, and stood them in the Azara and announced, Misha rotza lismoch, yavo v'yismoch. Whoever wishes to do smicha and offer it may do so. On that day, Beis Hillel had the upper hand, and they established the halacha according to them, and there was nobody who protested. So the owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, who shied away from confrontation, was proud of his employee who calmly responded to an irate customer to prevent a dispute from escalating, which reminds us of the incident when a Talmud of Beis Shammai confronted a Talmud of Beis Hillel over doing smicha on the Olas Ra'iyah. Abai said, we learned from this incident, Haitzubim Rabbanim Da'amrle Chavri Milsa, a rabbinic student whose friend improperly criticizes him, should not respond to a greater degree than that of his friend's criticism. For Beis Shammai's Talmud said, Mazo smicha, and Beis Hillel's Talmud responded, Mazo shtika, responding in a measured way, prevents the dispute from escalating. So the owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, who shied away from confrontation, was proud of his employee who calmly responded to an irate customer to prevent a dispute from escalating. When he told him that the cafe was closing earlier, so the owner could go and help bake the shtei alechem before yantav. Which reminds me, Rav Huna said, according to the one who says that nedarim and nedavos may not be offered on yantav, do not say that midaraisa they are fit to be brought on yantav, which Rashi explains would be based on the assumption that the superfluous word Lashem in the pasuk would come to include even nedarim and nedavos. Rather, afil midaraisa nami lo chazu, even midaraisa they are not fit to be brought. But the shtei alechem are chobas ayom, obligations on Shavuos day, so that making gezerah out of concern that one might delay them is not applicable. Yet, if one neglected to bake them in advance, their baking is not docho Shabbos or yantav. So once again, the owner of the Kedar Sheep Cafe, who shied away from confrontation, was proud of his employee who calmly responded to an irate customer to prevent a dispute from escalating. When he told him that the cafe was closing earlier so that the owner could go and help bake the shtei alechem before yantav. All right, now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Tet Zayin. So the simmer Daf Tet Zayin is toes. So here goes. When the acrobat with the big toes, that must be one Daf Tet Zayin. When the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, which reminds us that all of a person's income is fixed each year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, Shim Pachas Pochasin Lo, Bim Hosif Mosifin Lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and he spends more, he receives more. And this is learned from the pasuk Tiku Bechod Shofar Bechesu Yom Chagein, blow shofar, the moon's renewal at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word kesed can also be understood to mean covered. And it says in the next pasuk, Ki chok Yisrael hu mishpat Elokei Yaakov, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is chok, which can also mean sustenance. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos, which reminds us, it was said in a braisa, they said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol Yamav Hayocho Chavat Shabbos, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos, Matzah Behema Naya, or Merzoah Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal any time during the week, he would say, this should be set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard, Shekol Ma'asav L'Shem Shamayim, for all of his actions were done for the sake of heaven, and he was sure they would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose. As it says, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Blessed be my God, day by day. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an eruv to have shilin and had to rely on the rav's communal one. Which reminds us that if one forgot to establish an eruv to have shilin, he may rely on the rav of the city who established one for the entire town, but should not be negligent and come to rely on this time and time again. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more in Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who gave all his customers a free where to say Yalva Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, which reminds the Gemara discusses where to insert Yalva Yavo when Shabbos falls in Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, whether it's inserted in the bracha of Avoda or in the bracha of Hodah, just as we do for Al HaNisim, for Chanukah and Purim. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free where to say Yalva Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and then you have to sell their flour. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Mishul Aniach Eruv Tavshilin, if someone did not establish an Eruv Tavshilin, is he prohibited to bake for Shabbos, and his flour is also prohibited, or perhaps his flour is not prohibited? The Gemara clarifies that the Nafka Mina is that if his flour is also prohibited, then he must transfer ownership of his flour to others in order for them to bake for him. The Gemara brings an explicit brisa that states that in such a case, he should transfer ownership of his flour to others so that they may bake or cook for him. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free where to say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and that he'd have to sell their flour when in fact he ate the Erev. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Tez Vav Amud Beis stated regarding the Erev Tavshilin, Achlo She'avod Lo Yevash Lo B'Tchila, if one ate it or if it was lost before the preparations for Shabbos had been completed, one may not cook in reliance on it primarily for Shabbos. On our daf, Abai Sidnak Tinan, we hold the following tradition, if one started to prepare his dough for Shabbos and his erev was eaten before he finished baking his bread, he may finish baking. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simmer Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah, that must be one daf Yud Ches. The chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovlet before Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings four different reasons why the Rabbanim prohibited immersing kelim on Shabbos and Yantav. So the chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovlet before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, which reminds us, the Gemara objects to Rav's reason the Rabbanim prohibited immersing kelim on Shabbos and Yantav mifnei shenir kemesak and kli because it's similar to making a kli usable. If so, a tamei person should also be prohibited from immersing himself since he appears to be repaired by this immersion. The Gemara answers, Adam Nir Kameker, a person who is tovel in a mikvah appears to be cooling himself. His true motive to render himself taller is not readily apparent and therefore doesn't appear to be a form of repair. Rav said the person may also be tovel in Yom Kippur because of the principle of hoyel. So the chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, he found the ring in a stone kli that someone was using to tovel tamei water in on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated, "V'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'kli evin l'taharan avlo matbilin." Beishamim beisol agree that we may make tamei water contiguous to the waters of a mikvah in a stone kli to be matar them, but we should not immerse this tamei water. The act of a shaka making the waters contiguous serves to fuse them into a single entity of mikvah water, analogous to planting seeds in the ground and freeze them of tuma. The Gemara here asks, what does the Mishnah mean when it says lo matbilin, we should not immerse? Shmuel explained, ein matbilin es a kli al gab meimav lataro b'yomtov. We may not immerse a tamei kli by way of its water to be matar it on yomtov. This is why using a stone kli is required, since stone kelim cannot become tamei. Daf Yud Tes, the Simmer Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. A yacht. So here goes. The Pesach cruise on a yacht. Yacht. That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas. Which reminds the Gemara brings a brice that explains, Madbilin megab legab mechabura chabura. We may immerse kelim from one purpose to another or from one group to another in Yantav means, if someone wants to be machmir and tovel a kli a second time for a different purpose, it is not considered tikkun kli since the tefillah is not required for any purpose. Similarly, a person who tovel to join one chabura for the Pesach can be machmir and tovel again in Yantav to join another chabura. So the Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikvah for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha on a chagiga and olas re'iyah, which reminds us, the Malchus Beis HaMeisil regarding which karbanas can be brought on a chag is based on the pasuk of a chagosim oso chag l'Hashem. You shall celebrate as a chag unto Hashem. Beis HaMeisil chagiga in olas re'iyah lo. the chagiga may be offered, but the olos re'iyah may not. But Beis Hillel hold that the pasuk can be interpreted to include olos, as the pasuk states, Lashem, unto Hashem, which implies called to Hashem. Anything that is offered to Hashem in connection to the chag may be brought in yontav. Avon nadar nadavos, divrei kol, and craven v'yom. However, everyone agrees that vowed or donated offerings, whether Ol or Shlomim, may not be offered on Yontav. So the Pesach cruise on a yacht provided a mikveh for the more machmir passengers who wanted to change chaburas, as well as hands-on demonstrations on how to do smicha on a chagiga and Olos Re'iyah, for those who correctly answered on which chag a toda may be brought. Which reminds us, we have a three-way malchus regarding which Yontav may a toda be offered. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichron, a great day and great learning.